welcome to Jan Karen Publishing Podcast Bookmark. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Now, this week, my terrific co-hosts, Allison and Draco, they have some important information to share. So, Allison, Draco, what's going on?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Bookmarked. My name is Allison, and I'm here with Draco. And today we wanted to talk a bit about several things, including a few upcoming releases to start getting excited for that we're publishing, as well as discuss some upcoming submissions and submission requirements for both our manuscripts and our annual horror anthology collection, These Haunted Hills 6. Now, speaking of anthologies, we also have a romance anthology coming out very soon in February for Valentine's Day. That's going to be a first for us, and we're all super excited. Draco, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that, so why don't you start us off?
Yes, I did. I am super excited for the romance anthology that we have coming out here in February called Steamy Creek. And those stories are perfect for any hopeless romantics out there. In Steamy Creek, you can take a dip where you will find flirtatious characters and tender tales of love. Seven talented authors come together in this anthology and create an irresistible storyline that will leave you feeling smitten with every single page. So those stories are so much fun. I've read them. Allison, I know you've read some of them. And they just make you giddy. They make you smile. So I'm really excited for readers to get their hands on that one. And like we said, that'll be out in early February, right in time for Valentine's Day. So our anthologies are some of our favorite projects that we do every year. And we will, like you mentioned, be having another anthology for Halloween this year. These Haunted Hills Book 6 is going to be coming out in October. And we are about to open submissions for that on February 1st. So anyone that has any kind of horror or spooky stories in their mind that they'd like to get out there, These Haunted Hills 6 is the perfect way to do that. Some of our submission requirements for that, we require a minimum of 1,500 words and a maximum of 3,500 words for those short stories. The deadline is going to be May 31st, and the submission fee is $20. Authors who submit will receive two free copies of the book. So anybody that is excited for that or has read the previous versions of These Haunted Hills, we've got five other editions that are all super wonderful and spooky, perfect for fall. So anyone that wants to get their hands on those can buy them on Amazon or through our website. And anyone that wants to submit to the upcoming anthology, These Haunted Hills 6, can do so before May 31st. Our full submission requirements will be online very shortly, and the requirements will also be found in Voice Magazine for Women. So I am very excited for that one as well. Allison, we've got some other really exciting manuscripts that are coming up. What have you been working on?
Yes, I've been working on a lot of manuscripts lately that I'm super excited for people to be able to read soon. Lots of interesting stories and characters in these manuscripts. The first I wanted to talk about is from Retta West. It is a novel called The Butterfly Man, and it's told from the point of view of a few different characters in the book. And it follows the lives of these people as they deal with loss, friendship, and overcoming obstacles. So if you like books with alternating POVs, you will love this one. There's drama, there's twists, and you really get to know each of the main cast of characters because of the unique way in which Retta tells the story. I really fell in love with the main character of Rick. He has recently lost his wife when the novel starts, and just following his journey over the course of the book and seeing how he's able to move forward with his life despite this horrible loss is really uplifting, but also truthful, I think. So I cannot recommend Butterfly Man enough when it eventually becomes available to pre-order. Another manuscript I've recently worked on is by John Hilton. It's called C and D, And it follows a rather unconventional priest, shall we say, as he sort of considers his career options and reflects inward. It's a novel that is largely a character study of this priest. His name is Michael Brandon, and his many flaws. He, you know, has a beautiful girlfriend when the novel begins. He comes from a rich and powerful family. And while all of this is going on, there are also murders happening at the hands of a mysterious and unseen hitman who is seemingly picking off powerful individuals in the area. And the novel sort of goes back and forth between Michael Brandon's priest character and this hitman, whose identity we don't know. So it's almost a political thriller. There's lots of drama within the pages. I really enjoyed it, and I'm excited for other people to read it soon. Now, the last manuscript I wanted to mention today that I've been working on recently is actually one I briefly mentioned previously in another podcast episode, but I thought that it was worth mentioning again. It's a bit of a mystery slash thriller called The Breath of Darkness, and it's written by Daryl Simcox. In this novel, we are introduced to a cast of characters who are essentially filming a reality competition show with the aim of discovering proof that a creature called the Hairy Man exists on the island where they're filming. The Hairy Man is a sort of local myth of this region, but as the cast and crew of the competition show begin filming, they realize that maybe it's not such a myth after all. There are lots of spooky moments, lots of intense scenes where you really hold your breath. I personally found it to be a very fun read as well. The kind that you can definitely, you know, read with a hot cup of tea by the fireplace and just really dig into that story. So again, I can't wait for people to read these three novels when they come out. I'm super excited for them.
I am excited to get my hands on those as well. A lot of those sound really exciting, and I think that they would be excellent, you know, cozy reads for kind of a rainy spring that we're looking to have here. So I'm excited for when those come out. I also, you know, as I was talking about the submission requirements for these Haunted Hill 6, I wanted to ask you about our submission requirements for manuscripts, for full-length manuscripts this year.
Absolutely. I did want to first remind everyone that our manuscript submissions this year are ending in April rather than May. So if you're working on the next great American novel, just, you know, keep an eye on how much time you have left and make sure it gets done by the end of April. I wanted to also touch on what JCP looks for when accepting manuscripts. And we have a very detailed list of requirements on our website, jancarolpublishing.com. So you can also find this information there. But basically, we consider almost any well-written work by an author who understands promotion and who is willing to work with us on that. Because we really do want to help. You know, we're trying to make the process as easy as possible, and we want your book to succeed. So what you're going to want to send in is a one-page synopsis of your book, a brief author bio, including any previous writing experience, an overview of your marketing plan, a fairly polished and up-to-date version of your manuscript, of course, also including, you know, word count, your genre, and whatever age range you think your story is best suited for. In terms of formatting, we do use Microsoft Word. Try to use a basic font like Times New Roman, you know, don't get too crazy with the fonts, and keep the size relatively normal as well, like a size 12 font. We prefer that you also include a title page with your book's title and your author name. Use standard margins and spacing. If characters in your novel are ever expressing their inner thoughts, we prefer for those to be italicized just for clarity. If you have chapters, make sure you're using chapter breaks and chapter numbers. And finally, Obviously, we do edit and proof your manuscript, but as you're writing, please still utilize spell check and proofread your work as you go along. And all queries can be sent to the email submissions@jancarolpublishing.com or just reach out to us. And also, just use discretion when you're submitting. Like, don't submit something that has extreme, excessive profanity. No outright pornography, please. Just use your common sense because, you know, you all know what is excessive and what's not. So those are our basic submission requirements. And again, you can find a detailed list of this on our website. Now, Draco, switching gears for a minute, we also have a lot of exciting podcast interviews coming up with some super talented authors, and you just interviewed someone for next week's episode, right?
Yes, I did. I am so excited for everyone to hear the interview that I did. Actually, we spoke yesterday, and the episode will be coming out next week, and that is for Rosie Hartwig Benson, the author of Petals of Distinction. Her story is quite the tearjerker. I'm not going to give too much away this week since we'll be touching in depth next week. But I think that anyone who has experienced any type of, medical struggle in their family or in their life is going to want to join in to listen to Rosie discuss her her memoir and to listen to her story. Her story is available on Amazon, on janecarolpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you buy your books. And grab a copy before next week's episode if you'd like. And then you can really, really get in touch with Rosie. Like I said, the book is very inspirational, very emotional. And I think that it is a memoir that anyone could benefit from reading. So we're excited to have her joining us on the podcast. Coming up, we will also have a couple other authors. We've got Nancy Withington Bell that will be coming up on the podcast soon and her book, Clinch Mountain Girls, another nonfiction story. And then we have Nikki Burdine and her father, Miles Burdine, who wrote a children's book together about their family dog called Live Like Grunt. And they will be joining us on the podcast later in February. We also have Rick Toomey, the author of The Joy of Being You, which is a children's story, again, about puppies. We love our puppies here. And Power of Understanding, which is another nonfiction story. So we are super excited to have all of these wonderful authors joining us on the podcast. And we are also excited to have, a wonderful lineup for the rest of the year for our podcast, not just for our authors, but also for times where, you know, you and I will be talking, Allison, or the three of us will be talking with Janie, or, you know, we've got some episodes coming up where you'll be talking about writing, or I'll be talking about marketing, or Janie will be here joining us to talk about publishing. So we're excited for that. We also have a very, very special month in February. Our 20th anniversary of Voice Magazine for Women is in February. And this is something that is very near and dear to our hearts. And we are going to be celebrating that with a special podcast episode where Allison, you and I will be talking and Jane, you'll be here with us. And we will also have a special edition magazine that month for our 20th anniversary and have lots of other special celebrations all month long. So please watch us closely on social media and on our website next month, and we will have so much to celebrate, and we are so proud of each other, proud of our company, proud of our magazine, and we can't wait to share all of that with you. So I am very excited for these upcoming podcasts that we've got going on. Is there anyone that you're particularly excited for?
I love every single author that we've ever interviewed. I'm a little biased, but I really can't wait to talk to Nancy Bell and Rick Toomey, like you said. Those are the two that I will personally be interviewing I love all the books that they have created, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And of course, our 20th anniversary is going to be so special. I know I'm still relatively new to the company. You know, I certainly haven't been here for 20 years, but I'm so excited for it. And people can definitely look forward to our magazine issue in February. There's a lot of fun stuff in there, as Draco said. And, you know, thank you, of course, so much to everyone who continuously listens to our podcast. Remember to read our weekly blog, which is also called Bookmarked. I hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend and stay safe out there.
Me too. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Allison, I'm glad you mentioned the blog. That is a place where authors are also interviewed, and all of the authors that we have coming up will have a blog posts coinciding with their author interview on our podcast. So make sure you tune into that. That's every Wednesday. And of course, our podcast episodes come out every Friday. So like Allison said, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for celebrating with us next month. We can't wait to have you join us in those celebrations. And we hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week next week. So stay safe out there.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Draco and Allison. That's terrific. And I want to add to something that was said for you authors out there listening is when emailing a submission from a publisher's standpoint, please give 2 or 3 weeks for a review. If you don't hear back from JCP or hear back from me in about 3 weeks, feel free to email again. And sometimes I will have authors that will call. But we certainly don't want it to go into spam. Sometimes some of our emails do hit the spam folder. But we do want to be able to know that you have submitted. But we may not have the immediate time to give it the immediate attention. But we don't want to miss it. So what we try to do is acknowledge, yes, we have received it, but give us 2 or 3 weeks for review. And in addition to the announcements that Draco mentioned, yes, we will be celebrating 20 years of bringing Voice Magazine for Women, a free magazine for women, not just regionally, but beyond and online. We are so excited. You know, print has struggled the last few years, and to be able to say we've hit our 20 years of bringing this magazine out every month, we're so excited, and we will be celebrating the whole month, and who knows, we may decide just to keep celebrating year long, because 20 years, that's a long time, so we may celebrate all year long. So stay tuned for those details. But thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Be sure to visit the bookmark that works in conjunction with our podcast. And thank you to all your listeners. Please like us on any of your venues that you've listened to this podcast on. And send us your questions and comments. We'd like to get those on the air as well. But thank you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.